From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
So, do you want your house to smell like gravy? Gravy is pretty good stuff.
As long as it also smells like biscuits.
No, I'm talking about like mashed potatoes and gravy. That kind of gravy. There's a difference.
There can be biscuits.
That's a different gravy. Mashed potatoes.
It is,
gravy.
But you can still have biscuits for dinner.
Anyway, good news. KFC just created a candle that smells just like their gravy. You might recall that last month they sold chicken-scented fire logs.
Yeah, their chicken smells really good. Their gravy, I guess because I'm a gravy whore.
Yeah.
A gravy connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
Their chicken, I'll go to the wall for. But their gravy...
Not a big fan of the gravy?
It's okay.
Anyway, KFC only made 230 of the candles. They're giving them away to people only in the UK, so...
230?
Yeah, but they'll be on eBay. You probably have to spend a bunch of money for them and a lot of freight, but there you go. I know,
Jim,
right?
And Ann Rust. And after your shower and cleaning the shower.
And stocking the new freezer in the garage. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, now that Kim and Kanye are having Spawn number 4.
Yes.
Radar Online has learned that the couple spends a small fortune on childcare.
Oh, how bad.
According to an inside source on Kimye's staff.
Mm-mm.
Man.
A former inside source, because they'll be fired after this.
If you were a staff member for them,
yeah,
you could just say, here I am, pay me for information.
Right?
Yep.
You stand out on the street corner down at Hollywood and Vine with a little sandwich board saying, I work for Kim and Kanye, pay me for information.
I think I would go and give myself to the highest bidder.
Sure.
I'd probably make enough to buy a really nice motorhome. That'd be my
tiny. So how much money do they spend on childcare? Do we know?
That would be my tiny home.
That would be your tiny home.
They spend anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 per month.
Per month?
Uh-huh.
Per month?
Because they can.
Holy crap.
Source says, and I figured this one, that they have teams of staff on call 24/7.
Yeah, okay. I see that.
When they're away, they take a nanny with them. They sit by their phone waiting.
That's a lot of money every stinking month.
Yes.
I mean, how much staff could they have? I mean, you know, for $50,000 or $100,000 a month? Really? Do they have 20 people?
Well, they must
have. Why would they need 20 people for 4 kids? Or they only have 3 right now.
They must, you know, because it says on call, I'm not going to sit by my phone waiting for it to ring unless they're going to pay me a boatload of money.
Well, maybe they're being paid to sit by the phone waiting for it to ring. You don't have to sit by your phone anymore, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. Your phone goes with you now.
You can sit on your phone.
You can sit on your phone. You can go anywhere you want.
Or sit by your phone.
You can be at the strip club.
Sit around your...
That's ring,
true.
Ring.
That's true.
Yo! Kids need diaper change. Be right there, dude. That'll be $500.
This is a particularly stinky one.
Don't forget, I got a $60 upcharge for the stinky ones.
It's after 5. Weekend.
Oh, hang on a second. The stripper just did something I've never seen before. Okay, hang on. I'll be there. I'll be there.
She twirled the tassels to the left instead of the right. Anyway. We did the math.
Well, yeah. You did the math. I didn't do any math.
I know it hurt. Adds up to about $1 million a year on childcare.
Yeah. They're going to go broke someday.
Now
too much money.
They're worth about $100 million between them.
Right.
It's a pretty big expenditure.
Yeah, when you think about it. But it isn't any household. Okay, because...
Well, yes.
They're just like us.
Well, of course they are.
They're just like
us.
Yes. We all have staff.
They poop. We all poop. Ben and Jen are still going to church together. Aw.
How cute.
Kind of disproves the saying that family that prays together is,
No, you pray together, but you're not going to stay together if it's Ben and Jen.
Well, the former couple, they are co-parenting.
Yes, of course.
Which they do well.
I think they do well. Daddy was in rehab for a long time. Not much co-parenting going on there, but Daddy was getting better.
It's not your fault. Daddy was drunk all the time.
making mommy mad.
Uh-oh, mommy's mad again.
Living in the guest house.
Uh-oh, we have a new nanny this week again.
Oops, a nanny.
Well, they usually attend church together with the kiddos.
They do.
Yeah, which I think is cool.
That's good.
The pair were observed talking together after the service.
What, they don't talk?
Well, they do, but according to a source, a church source, the two...
No place is safe from the paparazzi, not even church.
They appear to be in really deep conversation.
Ooh, deep.
I mean, it could be a number of things, of course.
Yeah, they could be disagreeing about things. Or...
I think, though, that Ben really wants to know about Cali Burgers. I think he was asking about, you know, the way they make them, and do they serve tacos?
Do they have drive-thrus?
Do they have drive-thrus? Yes. These are serious things.
Why did the paparazzi give up on Jack in the Box and start hanging out at church? That's what I want to know. You know, do they think he's not going to Jack in the Box? You know he's going to Jack in the Box. He's not going to be unfaithful to Jack in the Box.
Maybe the paparazzi
I'm not unfaithful to Jack in the Box.
No, you're not. Yeah.
I wonder if Halle Berry goes to church with him.
There you go. You managed to slip her in.
Slipped her in once again. What can I say?
Wouldn't you like to slip her
off? I'd like to slip her in. Anyway, we'll get out of this.
Cheaper creepers.
Yeah, all right. Enough for today. I've got myself in enough trouble.
So, how many Cali Burgers are there?
I don't. I think there's one in Pasadena. We don't want to go out that way. We don't want to go that far away.
Jen's boyfriend, John Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, billionaire.
Billionaire. Man. Is a billionaire millionaire?
He's a billionaire.
It has to be on something besides burgers.
No, it is. Yeah. Okay. Burgers is just a side thing. Yeah.
Side gig.
Yeah, that's not what made him his billions.
I'm a rich man. I'm bored. Make some hamburgers.
I understand that she's not spending a whole lot of time with him right now. She's like cooling the jets. Because, you know, it got out. So she's cooling the jets, kind of like Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. They don't want anybody to know they're, like, secretly in love.
Not a secret, folks.
All right. We're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.